Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Colossians 3, 23 and 24.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verses are Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. There has been a recent influx of news stories, articles, and social media posts about a phrase called quiet quitting. Have you heard about it? The premise behind quiet quitting is to do the bare minimum at work or just enough to get by. Reasons for these actions or inactions, should I say, can be attributed to feeling unappreciated, overworked, unrecognized, or even taken for granted by employers. Instead of submitting a letter of resignation, participants in this practice simply cut back on their efforts placed on the job. Now, I'm sure most of us can admit to experiencing toxic work environments one time or another in our careers. Seeing someone else get the promotion that we may have applied for, or hard work going unnoticed or unrecognized. Yet, contrary to the world's response, as God's holy people, we're called to another standard. I get it. Our fleshly nature wants to respond the only way it knows how, in the flesh. But guess what, friends? We have a higher calling. Our verses of the day remind us of the mindset and perspective shift that we can choose to adopt and allow our response to follow accordingly. Our passage today is written by Paul while he is imprisoned in Rome to the Colossian church to remind them on how to conduct themselves and represent Christ. It's a reminder of how to reflect his character in each area of their lives. Our passage starts with the word whatever. And so whatever means anything, no matter what, or all. It says, whatever you do, do your work. And so in any work that we're called to or is placed before us, we are supposed to do it how? The word says heartily. And so what does heartily mean? Heartily means from the heart, sincerely, genuinely, with all of our heart, earnestly. Just like when we tell someone that we love them with all of our heart, we are not just saying that we love them a little bit, but a lot. We love them abundantly. We love them deeply. And so this is how we should do our work. And it says, as for the Lord, rather than for men. And so right here, our passage is telling us where we should put our focus, who our true boss is. And that's the Lord. Because men will fail us. Men will disappoint us. They won't recognize us. And things can go unnoticed. But we know that God sees us. The passage gives us a promise. It says, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. And so the inheritance here is the eternal blessing, particularly when Christ returns, we will inherit the kingdom of God, eternal life, eternal glory, heaven. But even now on earth, God will bless us for being obedient to do his work. with things like peace, favor, promotion, new opportunities, good health, etc. We know that ultimately promotion does come from God. Psalm 75, 6 through 7 states, "For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation." And that actually means promotion. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts the other. And so another passage that's comforting to know when we feel like we're not being seen or heard or recognized, the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his height or his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And this was in the context of David being chosen to be anointed as king after all of his brothers were proven to not be the one that was called. So he was the one that got that promotion. So God saw David. So if you feel like your employer's not seeing you, or your children or your spouse or your family or your friends aren't seeing you, know that God sees you. And that's why we're reminded to do our work unto him and not unto men. Our passage goes on to say, "It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." And so this means, that word to serve means we are submitted to Christ. We obey him. We render to him the service that is due. And the truth is, we owe the Lord our service because of all that he has already done for us. And we should desire to serve him out of obligation, but because of our love for him and his abundant love for us. We are Christ's ambassadors. And so let's remember that 2 Corinthians 5:20 talks about that. And to be his ambassadors means we are acting as a representative, a promoter of a specific activity. So being Christ-like and representing him in the world, being Christ's hands and feet in the world. And an ambassador is actually someone who represents one country to a foreign country. And so we as Christians are representing the kingdom of God in a world that is contrary to his kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, right? We're also called to let our light shine. So once again, as we are doing our work as unto the Lord and serving Christ through our work, we're letting our light shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And Matthew 5, 16 talks about that. Finally, a few verses up from our verses of the day, Colossians 3, 17 says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." And so we are doing these things, our works, our word, our action, all for God's glory and unto him. And when we're feeling discouraged and we're feeling like no one sees us, Psalm 34, 15 provides comfort. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are open to their cry." This means God is watching and we can give our concerns to him, but we should never compromise our work ethic or perform in a manner that places a stain on our good God. We overcome evil with good. This is an example of responding opposite or contrary to how the world will respond in situations. We should be different, distinct, and set apart. Let us remember, God is our source. He is our advocate. And if he is for us, no one can be against us. So do you ever find yourself giving less than your best? Do you feel that your work is going unnoticed or unrecognized? Instead of asking the questions, is my earthly boss pleased or displeased with my actions? The new question should be, is God pleased? Instead of thinking that our supervisors can't see our hearts, motives, actions, or inactions, let's remind ourselves that God can, and strive to honor him with whatever we do, because not only does God see and reward us for our actions, but others see him in us when we work heartily. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, first, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the jobs, roles, and responsibilities that you have entrusted us with. When we find ourselves feeling unappreciated, unnoticed, or unrecognized, and wanting to give less than our best, remind us that you see us. Remind us that you are ultimately our boss and our focus should be on pleasing you. Thank you for your promises and reminder that promotion and rewards come from you. Please forgive us for the times when we have done the bare minimum or less than our best. Strengthen us in the areas where we feel weary and re-energize us to carry out all that you have placed before us. We love and honor you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.